But first, a new program to assist at-risk high school students in Benton and Washington counties with their post-secondary educational options will start in the fall of 2012. The program, known as Northwest Arkansas Career and College Coaches Program, has been launched as a partnership between the Northwest Arkansas Council's Educational Excellence Work Group, the University of Arkansas College of Education and Health Professions, the Walton Family Foundation, and the Northwest Arkansas Education Service Cooperative. Kim Davis, with the Northwest Arkansas Council's Education Excellence Work Group, was instrumental in bringing the program to the region.
The program was something that was presented to us last summer. Immediately upon hearing the program, the group went into action saying, okay, who do we need to have at the table in order to make this happen? It reached out to the Northwest Arkansas Cooperative, representing the various school districts in the region. Most helpful, saying, yes, please, let's go ahead and let's have you come in and let's talk to all the school districts at once and let's get them on board. Reached out to the Walton Family Foundation, and they were aware of the success that the program had. Reached out to Arkansas Works, reached out to the governor's office, and they said, we will supply you with any of the resources that we have to make that program work in Northwest Arkansas. But from the go, everyone was all for it. Everyone was ready to make this thing happen.
The Northwest Arkansas Career and College Coaches Program is modeled after Governor Mike Beebe's Arkansas Works, a program that serves at-risk high school students in 21 of the state's poorest counties. Since Northwest Arkansas didn't meet some of the requirements, Arkansas Works' benefits couldn't be extended to the region. The Northwest Arkansas Council then decided to launch a similar program independently in the area. According to Davis, the need for such a program in the region is immense. Statistics show that the percentage of population with a bachelor's degree in Northwest Arkansas is well below other metro areas that are similar in size, including Gainesville, Florida, and Austin, Texas. Dr. Kristen K. Higgins is an assistant professor of counselor education at the University of Arkansas. She's working closely with Davis on outlining the details of the project and, along with other U of A counseling faculty members, plans to conduct a study about the overall effectiveness of the program. For now, though, the plan is to first hire a project director who'll oversee 15 part-time U of A counseling graduate students who'll serve as program coaches in 17 high schools across Northwest Arkansas.
Each coach will be assigned to either a school or a district and will spend the majority of their week there at the school working with the students that are identified, again, by the principals and counselors. Right now, we're thinking about 30 students per school, so those 15 students will serve the entire Washington and Benton County area.
The 15 selected graduate students will undergo special training and be involved in a weekly supervision. They'll also participate in a training seminar over the summer to learn more about interventions and their outcomes. As for determining whether or not a high school student qualifies to benefit from the Northwest Arkansas Career and College Coaches Program, a set of criteria will be put to use, said Higgins.
Low income, minority students, lower GPA, not completing their core classes on the track that they're supposed to, first generation college students. But what we'll have school counselors and principals help identify those students who meet that criteria, and then based on that, invite those students to participate in the program.
These students will then be required to fill out applications and get permission from their parents to avail the benefits of the program. Once admitted, these at-risk students and their families will spend a year working with program coaches, learning more about the opportunities available to them after completing high school and preparing for them.
Provide the resources and support to students in terms of ACT preparation, even though increasing the numbers of students taking the ACT, providing students with the information and resources related to college, community college, technical school, again, providing the support and guidance to get students graduated from high school would be a short-term goal. But then, of course, long-term goal is to see these students go on to some type of post-secondary education and, of course, be retained and graduate and then enter the workforce as successful members of the community.
Higgins anticipates several challenges, but points out that the organizations and people associated with the program are willing to work to address any problems that may arise.
I think one of the challenges is, of course, you always want to try to reach as many students as you can. And so some of the feedback was, well, only 20 or 30 students. But again, with this being a pilot, this is kind of looking at what kind of college coaching, career coaching interventions work, which ones are successful. And again, the idea would be once we do the research and the study of it, which would be kind of the next couple of years, we'd be able to show, you know, this is an effective program. And once we show that, then more numbers of students could be reached. Of course, another challenge is always getting parent and students to buy into the ideas and to participate. But again, because there has been such positive feedback across the state, there are some things that we can share with parents in terms of here are some of the successful benefits and some of the things that, you know, we can offer the students. And then always a challenge, you know, just with space and time. I mean, with the schools, there are so many things going on in the schools. But that's always going to be a challenge, just finding the space and time.
Higgins says the program has attracted positive response and feedback from school administrators across Northwest Arkansas. While the University of Arkansas College of Education and Health Professions is providing the personnel and academic support needed to develop the program, funding has been provided by the Walton Family Foundation through a three-year $1.5 million grant. The funds will be used to hire staff and student coaches and fund study materials and training sessions. Communication resources are being provided by the Northwest Arkansas Education Service Cooperative. Kim Davis with the Northwest Arkansas Council's Education Excellence Work Group says the organization will continue to reach out to the community for cooperation and support. He hopes that the Northwest Arkansas Career and College Coaches Program will continue to benefit at-risk high school students for many years to come.
My goal, in all honesty, at its core, is that we're able to impact the lives and the families of Northwest Arkansas, giving students a brighter future, allowing them to invest in their region and growing the economy throughout the area. That's really it. At the heart of this, it really is about the students. And I got to say, everyone who's on board with this from day one, that's all they've talked about is how do we continue to help those students who may need some support in creating the type of post-secondary educational plan, giving them a light at the end of the tunnel. And so for us, it really is about helping those students and families realize the goals that we know that they have for themselves.
For more information on the Northwest Arkansas Career and College Coaches Program, contact Dr. Kristen Higgins at 575-3329.